Welcome to day 21 of the Digital Advent Wreath. Today we are continuing to reflect on joy in this Advent season. Before we begin today's meditation, take a moment to find a place where you are comfortable and free from distractions. Take a few deep breaths in and out. Holy Spirit, we ask that you guide our hearts, our minds, and our imaginations as we meditate on today's scripture passage. As we read through this passage for the first time, pay close attention to what words and ideas catch your attention. After I'm done reading the passage, there'll be a moment of silence for you to reflect on what caught your attention. Today's passage comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. On our second journey through the text, allow the text to connect with you personally. Which words or phrases resonate with your heart, your season of life, or a particular situation that you are facing? After I finish reading this passage, pray through the following and the following questions. What do I need to know or be or do in light of this passage? What does this mean for my life today? Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run the race with endurance, the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. After hearing this passage for a third time, simply talk to God about what this passage is stirring up in your heart and mind in this moment. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run the race with endurance, the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. As we hear this passage one last time today, try to hear it with fresh ears. After I've read it, simply sit in God's presence before fleeing from this moment. You might express wonder, awe, gratitude, or praise through words, or you might also allow yourself to feel and experience these things quietly before God. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Father, we thank you for the scriptures. Holy Spirit, thank you for guiding us in this time. Help us to carry the joy of Jesus with us today. Amen.